Welcome to Finance Operations, the podcast for finance leaders who want to solve their T&E and accounts payable auditing challenges using artificial intelligence. In each episode, we explore the future of finance operations through interviews with finance AI experts, industry analysts, and finance professionals. Join us to hear some great advice and learn the latest strategies and tactics for building a streamlined, AI-driven environment to replace your current human-centric, workflow-driven finance processes.
Hi, and welcome to this webinar about how to up-level your shared service HR game with AI-first expense auditing. My name is Andy Foster, and I look after consulting services for AppZen. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Una Wong, AppZen VP of People and Culture. Una has more than 20 years of experience, so we'll be sharing her insights. Una, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. And look, like before we start talking about AI solutions, I want to be really like clear that, you know, all shared service centers, despite the investment in things like technology, whether it's AI, machine learning, they're still very much kind of like a people-based business. Even though, you know, there's been great inroads in terms of like automation around processes and how we've kind of augmented kind of individuals. But really, it's all about the talent within those shared service centers and really how to get the best out of them. So I guess, with that in mind, can we kind of like talk about the hiring landscape at large? And what are some of the biggest HR challenges companies are facing today around things like retention and hiring?
Yeah, I mean, it is the topic of conversation, right? Everybody is talking about the great resignation coming out of the pandemic. People think about their lives and their work differently now, and they're seeking change in their working conditions. They're rethinking what they want. They're leaving their jobs in droves for all sorts of different reasons. And so, you know, this great resignation that we're all experiencing has really magnified and accelerated what we were already being challenged with before the pandemic, and that was finding and retaining good people. And this isn't just a U.S. problem. You know, it is a growing global phenomenon, and turnover is increasing in more and more countries in Europe and Asia as well. So everyone's trying to figure out how to optimize employee experience, engagement, culture in this new post-pandemic environment, while also continuing to drive high performance and operational efficiency. So yeah, it's definitely a question on everybody's mind.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you know, when I look at some of the shared service centers that AppZen works with, you know, during the pandemic, there was really some like huge pushes into kind of like digitization and working from home. And that sort of mix and balance, I think there's a general broad consensus that it won't go back to kind of like 5 days a week, back in the office, but certainly some kind of like hybrid sort of working model. And I think that kind of flows back into how do you retain sort of individuals? You know, what is the cost of, the current sort of economic climate with wage increases, et cetera. So I guess with that in mind, how do organizations, kind of like go around, trying to, retain those staff and to attract those staff? Like what are the kind of things that they can look to do from both kind of like a company culture perspective, from a working environment perspective? What kind of things can they think about doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think even before this pandemic, people were already talking quite a bit about digital transformation and, automation and AI and all of those things, with more of the focus being around cost savings and efficiencies. And I think now there is much more of a focus on how it impacts your people and how, really we need to be creating an environment that people want to stay in, where they see a lot of benefit, where they feel taken care of, where they feel they can grow. And AI is something that can really have big impact in terms of benefits to employees. In terms of things that employers should be thinking about, with retaining your employees, besides the obvious issue of salary, you know, employers are now increasingly focusing on things like culture, diversity, development, and, you know, L&D. Wellness is a big topic, and also flexibility in terms of your environment and your work schedule to attract and keep your talent. It is a hyper-competitive job market, and so that really drives up cost of hiring, cost to replace, the time it takes to bring somebody in. And those are all big considerations now in terms of placing the people that you've lost. This is still a time of high growth for a lot of companies. And so finding people is more of a challenge than it ever was before.
And I think, so you know, you mentioned some really good points in there in terms of employees reevaluating what they want to do and what they want to work on and kind of like the environment that they're in. And certainly the clients that I talk to will say, look, like when they're looking at their individuals, they want to do fulfilling work. You know, they want to, you know, be at the forefront of value, of work that provides like ultimate value to the organization, you know, rather than kind of like high volume, low value type of work. And, you know, certainly when I talk to like the shared service centers, that I know, you know, one of the challenges they have is that, you know, some of that work in that might happen around finance and AP, you know, it's high volume. It's a lot of repetitive work. And actually people are reevaluating what they want to do. Do they want to do that type of work over and over? And they've certainly been sort of struggling with that retention. And they are kind of like looking at sort of, you know, ways, yes, in terms of like the culture, the well-being, the flexibility of work. But actually, how do you empower individuals and kind of make them more, you know, more empowered to make decisions? And if you think of like maybe like an AP clerk that, you know, in a traditional environment today may get an invoice, you know, have to do a bunch of coding, a bunch of work, and they do that time and time and time again. You know, it's probably not too fulfilling, right? But the ability to actually change that individual's role from kind of like an AP clerk to a more forensic auditor by sort of, you know, giving tools to those individuals that kind of go, right, well, instead of looking at the 100%, go and have a look at this 10%. And this 10%, is kind of like really, really interesting work that you need to look at that we need your help. And I think, you know, we're sort of seeing that sort of change where all of those things that you mentioned in terms of employee sort of well-being, like flexibility, but also that technology and the adoption of it is speeding up.
Yeah, I think shared service centers operated very much like traditional workplaces. Most people were on site. Oftentimes you had multiple shifts, people sharing the same workspaces, same computers, right? And I think during these last couple of years when companies were forced to modernize and equip everybody to work from home, you know, it was proven that people could work that way. And in many ways, it really equalized the playing field, right, for different types of workers. And so there's not this, you know, sort of class of workers that are more highly skilled, have more access to technology, are able to work from home, and those that aren't. It's really one and the same now. I think, you know, technology is definitely a way for, you know, you give employees the tools to save time, to automate a lot of these very time consuming, you know, manual processes that they were used to. And, you know, you can redeploy those employees now to other areas of the business. You can teach them new skills. You can, you know, have them doing more high value work, like you mentioned. Because there is now the technology available to do a lot of that work that was, you know, really dependent on having a big group of people doing a very repetitive task.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, when you think of like industry standards, like, you know, it can take 25 days to process an invoice. I mean, can you imagine the human effort that goes into that? You know, the invoice turns up, someone in the mailroom's got to either digitize it or send it out. It's got to get passed around the organization, sent to the right individual. You know, if it's sent to the wrong individual, it goes back, it has to get reissued. So, you know, just 25 days of toil, really just to get one simple invoice kind of processed is like super tough. And, you know, I think that's what people are grappling with. And, you know, that 25 days has a direct impact to cost. You know, I mean, processing an invoice can typically cost between, you know, $10 and $20. So not only have you got, you know, the human cost of, you know, do I want to do this type of fulfilling work, or actually, do I just want this automated? Like there's just huge sort of cost implications just from a processing perspective. You know, one of the things that like I'm certainly seeing as well is, you know, when we look at global shared service centers, whether they're based in places like Manila, you know, Pune or Bangalore or Eastern Europe, I think a lot of them are all kind of suffering these same challenges as you mentioned before. And I think some of them are kind of grappling with like unique ones as well. So I know, for example, a good partner of ours that runs a BPO, like when they moved, they had to go and buy like 800 laptops because they only had desktops. So they had to kind of buy these laptops. They had to do the security review, then get them issued, and then make sure that actually people had the relevant internet connections. And you know, these were in kind of like locations where, you know, actually perhaps like cell phones are more prevalent for internet connections than landlines. So again, I think when people are looking at all of this in balance, you know, I think taking out like a good proportion of that sort of repetitive work, like is super key and super flexible when, number one, you know, you may struggle to get the right kind of employees. They may be leaving, the cost are going up exponentially. And if you think of, you know, interest rates like in the US and Europe, they're all going up. That has a direct sort of impact on things like wage inflation, as you know. And I think, you know, that balance between, okay, what are we currently going through and what's the state of our business like in 2 years' time, as we may see this kind of wage inflation going up, I think is like, again, like an interesting kind of topic that people are having to wrestle with.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's trying to do more with less, right? And when you have technology, you're definitely allowing employees to use their time for, you know, for things that are of more value to the business.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then like the shift that we're seeing towards AI is really wrapping all of those challenges under one umbrella, wage inflation, you know, retention, you know, people thinking of like the new working environment, and really looking at, okay, these technologies, how can they truly help? And I think when you hear things like AI, I mean, I'm sort of old enough to remember the Terminator, and I always think AI and the Terminator and kind of robots. But like, how do you actually apply that to something that is practical? You know, something where there's a very, very clear outcome. And, you know, we've all heard of IBM Watson being able to play like a grand chess master and beat them. That's super great. But actually, how do you apply that to like a very simple business sort of task? And so when we look at this, and we look at it in terms of what do we focus on in terms of AI in helping shared service centers, it would be in terms of that autonomously processing like an invoice. So actually, when that invoice comes in, it's really not touched by an individual. And that we're only really servicing things that either need to be checked from a compliance perspective, whether that's due to international sanctions or really down to compliance. And then I think when you look at it in terms of like travel and expense as well, you know, how do you actually just check those receipts without getting someone in your shared service center to check those things? So we're seeing like a very clear direction in terms of using that technology. And then what it's doing is really allowing that those shared service centers, you know, not to get rid of people, because we've just mentioned we're in this highly competitive environment, but actually redeploy them into kind of more business critical tasks, whether that's like applied to like finance or HR or other shared service centers. So it's something that we're certainly seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it allows you to augment the staff that you already have. You will have, you know, as far as the impact on your people, when you have this kind of technology doing the, you know, doing the very high volume repetitive tasks that they don't enjoy doing, you're going to have happier employees, you know, increased employee satisfaction, you will have higher retention. And I think when employees are in a workplace where, you know, there's just more innovation happening, that is using this kind of technology, you know, you're increasing their own skill levels, you're increasing the scope and skill level of the kind of work that they're doing. And, you know, they're able to shift into other types of work, like you've mentioned, you know, not doing the actual input or checking, but doing the compliance checks, doing the post audits, you know, where, you know, it's really not going to take as much time, and they can be doing other things as well.
Yeah, and we have like a very practical example of that, where we work with a pharmaceutical company, obviously a highly regulated industry, you know, having to really review every kind of expense report that comes through, and really every line item. And prior to kind of automating with AppZen, they have to do 100% manual audit. The retention in that team was quite high. The not being able to keep those staff was quite high, because it was kind of, again, high volume, low value work. They automated them with AppZen probably good 2 years ago. And what they saw was a couple of things. Number one, they got to keep people for much, much longer before they're moving out. And what they found was they weren't just moving out to another company, they were actually moving out to different roles within finance, because these kind of like some of these entry level roles kind of gave them an opportunity using AI to kind of shine within finance. So being, instead of I'm just going to check receipts, I'm going to go and be like a forensic auditor. You know, I'm going to look at this 10% that you've highlighted and really drive business value in terms of compliance, like risk around regulation, risk to company policy. And through that sort of journey, they moved from, you know, that 100% manual audit to a 100% AI audit. And what they're now finding is actually out of that 100%, they're only auditing 5% of all transactions, but it's 5% of things that they should be checking. And again, you know, there's that sort of satisfaction in being able to drive the benefits between, you know, what you see and that 5%. They're able to, as a strategic shared service center, provide reports to say to this particular country, you know, these are the transactions that we've had, these are the risky transactions, these are the individuals that, you know, perhaps are doing it. It fits into, you know, lots of other sort of policies in terms of spend with like practitioners and those kind of things. So they've seen like a whole different change of their business, not just for their employees, but also actually as a shared service center, they've truly been seen as a value added service rather than I'm just going to process some transactions for you.
Right. I was just going to say, as I was hearing you say that the, you know, the time that they can spend on the analytics and providing those sorts of more useful information allows them to be so much more strategic in their roles, which, you know, increases their own satisfaction with the work that they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, You know, I think we're coming up on time. I think that was a super useful conversation for me. If there's kind of like one actionable takeaway in terms of people and kind of like the execution of a good sort of HR process and kind of culture, what would it be?
Yeah, I guess, you know, my key takeaway from this conversation is, you know, you can't continue to do business the same way because it worked in the past. We are in a totally different time now, and companies need to keep up with the changing environment, especially if they want to retain their biggest asset, which is their workers, and that is becoming increasingly difficult. So, you know, you need to think about how do you increase efficiency, scale, and complexity of the type of work that shared service centers are doing. You can do more with less by leveraging AI technology, and it's a way to stay a step ahead and bring a huge benefit to your organization as well as to your employees.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. I mean, the one thing I would kind of like add to that is, you know, just be very focused about where you introduce AI. Right. You know, have a very sort of focus on, okay, what do you want, the problem that you want to solve? Because I think it goes back to my earlier comments in terms of AI is such a broad topic. So be very focused on, okay, we want to use AI for this particular task to, you know, to give me these particular outcomes. And then I think the other thing like we are definitely seeing is, you know, organizations have made huge investments in terms of systems like SAP, Concur, Chrome River, Ariba, just to name a few. And I think they're really looking at AI technology that doesn't really rip out those solutions, but looks to augment them. So they're not really looking for big IT projects with big, big sort of setup costs and implementation costs. They're really looking for something that's kind of, sitting on top of existing infrastructure, so that actually they can do all of the things that you just mentioned in terms of, you know, optimization and transformation, but without it really becoming, a huge 9, 12, 16 month project. Because again, I think, you know, with the current economic conditions, like the projects need to run faster and need to deliver outcome faster. For employees, but also the business.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
The other thing that's come to mind, I think as we talked about this very competitive hiring landscape, and that employees just have so much more choice. And as you're hiring and bringing in new people, the other cost that I think we forget to consider is just time to train. Like, I think on average, it takes about 12 weeks for somebody to fully come up to speed. And that really depends on the role. I think in more highly technical or skilled roles, obviously, it can sometimes take months for somebody to become fully productive. And so when you have AI technology that really does a lot of the, you're not having to spend so much time educating on policies and process because all of that is automated. You're going to just make it so much easier to onboard new employees. The training is easier. You're also able to, rely on other sources of talent, which you have to consider right now, like contingent workers, part-time workers, people, and also people working remotely from home who may not have access to things they may need physical access to in the office. When you have AI, it really takes care of a lot of that stuff for you.
That's absolutely true. I think I hadn't really thought about it from that perspective. But yeah, if you're having to do all of that training and onboarding, of course, with something like AI, once it's learned something, it's learned something. And of course, it's running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which of course, we wouldn't want any human being trying to do that. So look, Una, really helpful, really useful today. Thank you so much. And with that, we'll close out. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. And be sure to check out appzen.com to access all of our amazing episodes and additional finance operations resources. If you'd like to chat with one of our experts, get a demo, or arrange a free trial, please click the links in the details section for more information.